HarperChildren's Audio presents Emily's Runaway Imagination by Beverly Cleary, performed by Christina Moore. Copyright 1961 by Beverly Cleary. Production copyright 1992 by Recorded Books, LLC.
Chapter 1. Emily Goes to the Post Office. The things that happened to Emily Bartlett that year. It seemed to Emily that it all began one bright spring day, a day meant for adventure. The weather was so warm, Mama had let her take off her long stockings and put on her half socks for the first time since last fall. Breezes on her knees after a winter of stockings always made Emily feel as frisky as a spring lamb. The field that Emily could see from the kitchen window had turned blue with wild forget-me-nots, and down in the pasture the trees, black silhouettes trimmed with abandoned bird nests throughout the soggy winter, were suddenly turning green. Everywhere sap was rising, and Emily felt as if it was rising in her, too. This made it difficult for her to sit still long enough to write to her cousin Muriel, who lived in Portland and had so many wonderful things. Things like fleece-lined bedroom slippers with kittens on the toes, cement sidewalks to roller skate on, and a public library full of books.
"Finish your letter, Emily," said Mama, who was scrubbing out milk pans at the kitchen sink while the washing machine churned away on the back porch. "Then you can take it to the post office."
Emily looked up from her letter. "Mama, I just know something wonderful is going to happen today," she said. "I can feel it in my bones."